Hi, my name is Sean Campbell, and I'm currently a systems engineer for strategic accounts at Varonis, and this is how I work.
Thanks, Sean, for joining us today. How long have you been with Varonis?
I've been with Varonis going on 5 years.
And what was your background prior to working at Varonis?
Before Varonis, I was actually playing professional baseball, and I was a baseball player in college while majoring in information technology. And after college, I had gotten hurt my senior year, so I didn't pursue a professional career right away. But I did rehab while actually working in Jersey City as a security analyst. And then I left that job to pursue my career in professional baseball, signed a contract. And after I was released from the team, I had a little gap where I was deciding whether or not to continue playing or sharpen my resume and start looking for opportunities in security. And in the midst of all that, I was actually a counselor at the Boys and Girls Club. So I had gotten in touch with Varonis while debating continuing to play, and I decided to move forward with Varonis, and I haven't looked back.
Sounds great. What did you learn about yourself after working at Varonis?
Well, being personable comes pretty natural. I'm also grateful for the technical development that I've experienced here and the growth I've had in that area. But one thing I've noticed that I learned about myself working at Varonis was I didn't think I'd enjoy the challenge of a sales cycle as much as I do. My first job as a security analyst had no selling at all. I was exposed to security tools and working with the team as far as cybersecurity strategy was concerned. And coming to Varonis as a vendor, it was a little bit of a learning process of what the sales cycle entails. It's full of highs, lows, and in-betweens, but the challenge brings me back. It brings me back to my days competing on the baseball diamond, and I think I've grown as a professional because of it.
What do you think the biggest data security problem our prospects are faced with?
I think, collectively speaking, understanding what data is sensitive, who's responsible for it, and what's a non-disruptive way to protect it?
So take us through a customer's operational journey from start to finish that you think might be helpful for our listeners to understand the important work you do.
So I've done hundreds of demos and installations and worked alongside of our clients from a consultative perspective. But one that stands out in my mind, it was a media services agency. And some of the problems that we noticed, they had shared with us that they had recently secured a large client from a competitor. And it was sort of a big deal, really highlighting their growth as an organization. And while working through the terms of that contract, they had decided in parallel to tighten their data security controls, which actually included a Varonis data risk assessment. And within 30 days of that installation, we found over 200,000 social security numbers tied to client accounts, current and former employees of the firm. And this was amongst over 900,000 folders open to global access groups like everyone and domain users sitting on file servers.
Why were these problems a problem?
And this is one of the things that, as an engineer, I really take pride in understanding and working with them to answer that question you just asked me. So for this particular company, they manage advertising budgets and strategy for a who's list of some very high-profile clients. And this includes current and unreleased product marketing material, other product strategy, very sensitive contract and financial information, among other forms of confidential data. And they're actually regularly audited by their clients to ensure that this information is handled properly. A blow to the trust of their clients because of a data breach or failed audits would mean lost business revenue.
And did they know they had problems?
They admitted to always knowing they had poor visibility into unstructured data. It was a gap they were aware of, and they knew that was our strength. So walking them through the process of identifying real areas of risk were eye-openers. It helped us build credibility as a trusted advisor. They were receptive to our operational plan, which actually stood out against other vendors they'd considered up to that point. And this project got visibility up to the CTO. So the overall response, it was something they needed to rectify moving forward.
And what were the use cases?
So a lot of the use cases really align to what we do, and they almost took the words out of my mouth in some instances. So some of the early things that I had jotted down and confirmed with my champion, they needed to better understand who had access to client project and HR data. And they had no efficient way to map all permissions across their file shares. They also wanted to monitor administrative changes. They wanted to be able to track both authorized and potentially malicious changes. So that meant auditing all file touches and having a way to detect or alert on something worth noting. They also mentioned that they were aware that they had sensitive data on their file servers. They knew that this data likely contained PII or other sensitive project information, so they needed to understand where it lived. So identifying where this data was another use case. And then lastly, they were also prepared to begin the process of implementing a retention policy, so archiving data that they no longer needed to actually store on their file servers. So eliminating risk by just chopping off low-hanging fruit in the form of unused or stale data archiving.
There's a lot of competition out there. How did you convince them, and how did they know that our methodology is the right one?
As I got to know my champion, who had been a manager in IT at the time, he knew that their department was experiencing some growing pain. So as they kept hitting new revenue marks year over year, they weren't really able to control from a data perspective how the data was growing, the rapid pace as it was being created, as the business was demanding new technologies to be rolled out, keeping up with the ability to secure those very technologies once they're live and in production. So they had really no repeatable process, and especially as it pertained to data governance, it was a huge challenge. So they'd been relying on third parties to do things like pen testing, network upgrades, just to keep the lights on, to keep productivity as efficient as they could. Unstructured data, so information that's living on file servers, email, SharePoint, for example, this was an afterthought, and they really didn't have the manpower to attack it. So our methodology really handled a lot of the heavy lifting for them in a single pane of glass. So the solutions they invested in initially provided them a non-intrusive or disruptive way of securing their most out-of-control asset, which was the data living on file servers.
So you essentially told them where their data was. In order to have proper data governance, you need to know where it's at.
You got that
right.
So
which products did they buy?
I think this was truly a platform sale. They purchased Data Advantage for Windows, Directory Services, our Data Classification Engine, our Data Transport Engine, Data Alert Suite, and Automation Engine. And this was a sweet spot for our customer base as well, 1,000-plus users.
And are you able to describe what fixing their problems looked like?
So I can tell you that each one of those solutions worked in tandem to correct a very complex problem. With that visibility into where their sensitive data is stored and where it's at risk, they actually were able to now leverage our professional services to put a plan in place to fix it. So I really teed it up for our services team to work with them to do things like locking down open shares, setting up reports to identify stale data for archival, and alerting on inadvertent or suspicious anomalies with product like Data Alert Suite.
And so are you able to say that you helped them achieve their data security goals? How did they know that they were progressing in a way that is helpful for them?
That's a great question. And if the promotion to Senior Vice President is any indication of my champion's ability to present the business with a solution for securing their data, I think we gave them a lot of confidence with the solutions that they invested in. Because I didn't have as much visibility into the account within the recent, I'd say, past month or so because of a territory shift, I can't give you actual metrics, but I'm confident that they cleaned up the open shares that we helped identify, and they are able to determine where they have sensitive data, who has access to it, and who shouldn't have access to it. I can also say that it was a very straightforward process to building out that game plan and making it a repeatable process and getting them to a more manageable state. And this began with simple reporting, showing off the ease of automation through solutions like Data Transport and Automation Engine. That Data Classification Engine, the out-the-box rules gave them less work to do, quickly identifying at-rest sensitive information. We were even able to highlight things like, what's your ransomware response readiness? So we even simulated ransomware to show the ability of our Data Alert Suite and how it can detect, alert, and arrest that form of malware. That really drove the overall aspect of the sale, in my opinion. Single pane of glass, the automation, giving them less work in the midst of everything else that they have going on.
So they weren't even really looking for ransomware prevention, but as sort of a byproduct of getting all the different products, you were able to help them with prevention, and you've been able to help them find other ways to help their infrastructure be even more secure.
You got that right. I would say, as that trusted advisor that I strive to be for a lot of my clients, preaching detect, prevent, and sustain has been something that some of my customers have even adopted for their own teams. And that methodology that we help walk them through as they're, rounding up that uncontrolled, unstructured data environment, it really puts that process in place. So when we do things like detection, it makes it easier now to set up things like prevention. And then long term, you're just sustaining that. And helping them along the way makes that process, again, very manageable. And it gets the state of their environment to a manageable place as well.
So after you help our customers go through the operational journey, how do you feel from a professional and personal perspective?
That actually brings me back to the first or second question you asked me in terms of what did I learn about myself. That's one of the things that's continued to drive me. I use those experiences in the next engagement that I encounter, and it's able to really help me find my own repeatable process that I know works. Now, that's not to say it's easy every single time, but when we get to that state where the outcome is evident that our operational plan, that our methodology works, really gratifying in that sense. And it builds that confidence as an engineer that Varonis is truly the only solution out there that can help organizations really manage and protect their unstructured data. And as we start to get into areas of enrichment, I'm very confident that we can add even more value gathering things like perimeter insights and things like geolocation, for example, which really is, it's really going to arm our clients to take a more secure approach to how they protect their data at the end of the day and keep that bottom line in the black.
You mentioned you played baseball prior to working at Varonis. Do you still get a chance to play for fun?
Oh, in my head. I haven't had the time in a while, I should say, to actually get back out there, but I'm always looking for opportunities. There are a few leagues that I've had my eyes on. I've been in touch, but I do keep tabs on some friends of mine that are still playing professionally, and I always keep in touch with some of my teammates, and just talking baseball kind of keeps me close to it.
Yeah, you even used tee up earlier when you were describing your work, so baseball is still in your root. Do you have a favorite book?
There's another interesting segue back to baseball. So my favorite book was written by a guy by the name of Harvey Dorfman. It's called The Mental ABCs of Pitching. It was a performance guide I'd read in college, and I actually read it again in professional baseball. It was supposed to help propel me into a long career in the major league, but ironically, a lot of the principles Harvey describes, I still use in my career today. It's a slightly different path, but the same rules apply.
What were some of the principles that really helped guide you in your work?
So Harvey breaks the book down into different chapters, and the chapters simply have a keyword, and he'll describe that aspect of that keyword as it relates to pitching. So I was a pitcher. And so, for example, he's got a chapter called discipline. He's got a chapter called approach, confidence, self-esteem, control. These are all things where he'll break down the mental aspect of pitching and how it relates to that key word for that particular chapter, as a matter of fact. So I'll give you an example from the chapter on discipline. And he starts by just defining what discipline is. And it's training that's expected to produce a specified character or pattern of behavior, especially that which is expected to produce moral or mental improvement. The interesting thing about pitching, it's a very mental aspect of baseball. You've got to have mental toughness, you've got to be precise, you have to trust what you're doing. And how that relates back into being an engineer at Varonis, a lot of times, you know, your prospects or your customers, they can see right through simply being sold, you know, especially if you're not confident in what you're saying, if there is a low trust into what you're trying to sell them on, especially if it's just buy the product, figure everything else out later. As an engineer, as I prepare, a lot of times I take the same approach that I used to have with baseball in my career as a sales engineer. That means learning up on the latest technologies, learning up on the latest threats, and understanding how those threats augment the value we bring to the table. And knowing when I walk into a room, I can identify a lot of the problems that they may be challenged by, listening to what they're saying, taking back that information, and formulating a plan. And that same process used to be how I would develop as a pitcher. I'd understand the team that we're about to face, the strengths and weaknesses of those hitters, and how I would attack those hitters during that game that I was scheduled to pitch. So I knew if this particular person couldn't hit a curveball, guess what? He was going to see a lot of curveballs. If an organization has poor visibility into who's touching their file share data, well, guess what? We're going to augment where that file share data is. We're going to turn on auditing, and we're going to break down for them how can we easily report on and alert on any anomalies with this information. Or if we're struggling to meet a regulation, you know, I'm going to understand what that regulation is, and I'm going to put a plan of preparation in place to say, here's how we can help you better meet that regulation, for example. So the reminders in this book a lot of times just keep me on that path of how to properly approach being a sales engineer. So it's been very interesting. I didn't think it could relate in that way, but again, that goes back to I never expected to enjoy the sales cycle the way I do, because it's not simply just straight B2B sales. Hey, here's a product, here's the SKU number, here's how much it costs. No, there's a process to it of understanding what the use cases are, like you asked me. Understanding, you know, why are these problems, right? And then really augmenting or walking them through our operational plan, our methodology to show how we're best positioned as a solution.
Support for the Inside Out Security Show and the following message come from Varonis. A Varonis data risk assessment doesn't take long. A 90-minute software install lets you map access to your directory services, classify files to discover what's sensitive, and start monitoring and analyzing user behavior. If you want to turn on the lights, Varonis can help. Visit info.varonis.com/podcast and get a free data risk assessment.